Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis podcast. I am Brooke.
And I'm Kylene. And I got to stop you because I have to wish you a happy birthday on air.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys, Brooke is literally the best. It is her birthday today. And she drove home from California and was like, let's just record. I'm like, dude, you're nuts. I'd be like, I just got home. I need to be pampered.
Well, I figured we just had like a 6-hour drive, actually like 6+ hours because of the stops with the kids. And I figured I'd just celebrate on a separate day and I'd rather kind of like get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Not that I,
nope,
don't I knew. Look forward to it.
I knew we were going to have to preface that,
but it's work.
It's work.
Yeah. And so, and what better way actually to celebrate than to have a chat with one of my besties. She made me like this fruit platter and dip and it's so yummy. And so honestly, it's just like a fun sit down birthday chat. So
good.
I'm stoked for it.
You guys should be thankful that she chose to talk to you guys on her birthday. But yeah, so Brooke just got home from California, which it looked absolutely beautiful. I am like, I need to go to Seabird now.
It was amazing. Honestly, probably one of the most family friendly hotels we've stayed in. Like they just really have like thought of everything for you. They have like beach balls for the kids, cute, like little like sand pails and shovels. They have like this beach rambler set up where you can check out beach chairs and umbrellas. They have like a ton of kids activities actually that we felt like our kids were a little bit too young for, but they're free for anyone who stays there. They like set up crafts and different games for the kids.
Cute.
Yeah. And like heated pool.
Oh, that's like game-changing for a kid.
Yes. So we loved it. It was so fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was a good little birthday trip, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And I have to, like, just add that you had the best room.
It like, was unreal.
Looked so cool.
It was so pretty. And honestly, just so nice having, like, separate areas for the kids to sleep, which is honestly the biggest thing for us.
Yeah. And I feel like when you're at a hotel, you kind of assume like, okay, one's in the bathroom, one we're like crawling over and not talking once they go to sleep.
You can't pee the rest of the night because the baby's sleeping in there.
You better go to the lobby if you have to go.
Yep.
That's so awesome. Yeah,
we didn't have to do any of that, which was really nice.
So nice.
And just like the view from our balcony was insane.
I know. I saw your story one of the mornings I had gotten up and I think you had posted it like right when I had woken up and you were like, my view. And I like look up and I'm like,
cool.
I'm so jealous. How did Clove do at the beach? Because that
she
was
did
like
so good.
Was that her first time or no? We took them on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We took them when they were babies.
That doesn't count though.
And then we took them to Hawaii when she was like, I don't know, like 4 months or something.
Oh yeah, you did. Okay. I'm like, what? When did you go?
But that's pretty much it. But she loves the sand.
Oh,
she was just rolling around in it.
That's
just
the best.
Sand baby through and through.
You know, it's funny because I feel like for like when I didn't have kids, but I would like watch kids at the beach and you'd see them like throwing sand in their hair. They're like trying to eat it. Like I would just cringe. I would just be like, how? That sounds like a nightmare. And we went to Carter Mansell. Did you know that they have like a beach, like not beach, but they have like a sand area with like a waterfall. So it like makes the sand wet. Down below.
No.
Okay. We're going to have to take the kids there because we found it. We like stumbled upon it last weekend and Echo is just throwing sand everywhere. It's all in her hair. I found it in every crevice of her body.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me even the slightest. I was just like, she's having a great time.
Yes.
It's so weird.
It's interesting to have one child who like detests the sand because you and I both, when we went to California, neither of our kids wanted to touch it. They had to wear socks on the beach because like they could not stand the texture. And so like to have that versus like a kid who's just like free and enjoying themselves and like can just, I don't know, just like, I feel like it's just, they're enjoying childhood and it's so beautiful. And you're just like, I could care less if you're getting it in your hair.
Oh,
it can
easily
wash out. And like, what better way to like be in touch with nature and just be exploratory.
Yeah.
And so things change when you become a mom.
For sure. I think too, a lot of it is like, you just want them to be happy and content too.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I am realizing a ton of things are just so much easier fixed and it's way like more worth it to just like have the mess to clean up than to like fight them from doing something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't miss those sock days.
Mm-mm.
It's cringy to see a kid with socks.
I know. Asher loved the beach. He's doing much better. He just doesn't like the cold water.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to step on any of the sand that was a little wet because he was nervous the water would come up to him. So.
And that's scary too. Like you see water coming in and out. Like you just don't know, you know? Yeah.
And of course my kids aren't scared of any of the bugs or animals on the beach. Clove was literally picking up those blue things. Did you see that on my stories?
The blue things. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought they were like these blue jellyfish. Yeah. And it turns out they're these things called by the wind sailors. They're basically just like this plant like organism seaweed. Thing yeah. that lives on the surface of the water. And it had like gotten blown up onto shore. And she was just like picking them up. They're like kind of gooey and gross on the bottom. She did not care. And they were playing with sand crabs, just like holding them. When those things freaked me out, they still kind of like, me out. They like look like bugs.
Yes.
But
yeah, you know, when you like can just take a scoop full of sand and they're covered.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember like, I think I was probably like a teenager, but my sister like showed me that for the first time and it like changed my world. I was like, no, that's like under everything.
I'm stepping on those.
Yeah. But now I'm like, oh, whatever. I tried to show Rocky the last time we went. Yeah. Anyways, that's so fun.
It was
I'm
really
like,
good.
Yeah. I'm craving a beach trip for sure. That sounds so fun. We are doing a different trip this weekend though. We decided like last minute, actually the boys planned this.
Yeah. We literally had been hanging out and we walk out to the car and they've been chatting and said, we're going to the cabin next weekend.
Which is like so unlike Nathaniel.
Really?
Oh yeah. You know him. He doesn't plan.
It's very much
anything.
A Rhett thing.
Well, Nathaniel has Monday off. And so I think they were just like chatting about that. But anyways, we're going up to Rhett's like family's cabin just for like a couple nights.
And Strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over. Father's Day.
Yes.
So I think that'll be super fun to like do that together. I don't know.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We have to plan something.
Something special kind of for the cute. Boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I have cinnamon rolls on the list to create. But like gift wise, I was just telling Brooke, I'm really bad gift giver. And I got him a Lululemon tank because like he wants to wear a tank, but he doesn't want to like look like a tool at the gym.
Yeah.
So I tried to find like a decent one. Cute. And then sorry, this is so random, but Igloo, like the coolers,
yes,
they were having like a 90% off sale. It was a $340 cooler I got for $29.
Dang.
So I'm hoping that comes in on time, but it hasn't even shipped, so I don't think so. So I didn't really do well in like the present department, so I'm like, we should try and do something.
Nope. That's like, I feel like our Mother's Days and Father's Days, as far as like Rhett and I go, we're very much like experience based.
Yes.
And so I didn't get Rhett a single present.
Well, and that's usually how we are. But this year he did really well for me. So I was just like, okay, I need to like do something.
Yeah.
But I even just think the fact that we're going to be like taking a trip and like we can just like all be together.
Yeah.
That's enough for sure.
I feel like we can like take the kids in the morning, let them sleep in or something.
Yeah, okay.
And do like little things throughout the day. I was thinking it would be fun to like plan. I don't know if Daniel likes shooting.
He does actually.
But we could like bring up their guns without them knowing. They could go have like a little shooting trip together.
He would love that.
Yeah.
He has a gun and I think he got it a year and a half or 2.5 years ago and he shot it once.
Okay, yeah, we have
he
to do
He would love that.
Yeah.
I got to find it. It's somewhere in this room, actually.
And if you can't find it, I think Rhett has an extra one. Okay. Or they can just, like, share.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
dude, that's a perfect idea.
I think they would have a blast and, like, get a little break from the kids, too.
Yeah, he took Rocky shooting when he went. And Rocky was still, like, having trouble with poop training.
Oh, shoot.
And he, of course, pooped while they were out there. So I think he needs to redeem himself.
Yes. There you go. So, I love it.
Anyways, it's going to be a fun weekend. Yeah, we'll be in Strawberry still, I think, or heading home when you guys listen to this. So we'll share just kind of how it went next week. But yeah. This week we're chatting about, how do you even label this? I'm like, what are we going to title this?
I know, like healing your relationship with yourself through raising your daughters.
Yes.
I feel like That's a good way perfect. To say it.
Yeah.
The reason we came upon this topic is because I saw this post on Instagram and it's from at Noelle Kovari. And she says, nourishing your relationship with your daughter is healing your relationship with yourself. Like many women before me who have had daughters know how healing they are. Having a son was like falling into the deepest love I've ever experienced. Such a wildly different feeling than having a daughter. Being with Ada is like mothering myself. I'm tending to my wounds and learning to repattern in a way that will help her flourish as a woman. When I look at Ada, I see myself, and she brings me more, even more awareness than I had before. Already, she's made me more honest and willing to improve. I don't want to lean on old habits or take shortcuts. I want her to grow up embodying confidence and ability in all the ways a woman should. This is important for me to share because in a world where children are looked upon as a roadblock, you should see that children are actually a portal to a new kind of future. The truth is, children are the heart of this world, and without them, we all fall. And I just loved it so much. And I was like, okay.
Dude, why am I like, dude,
so am I.
I didn't read that fully, but that is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. She said it so well and like really just like encaptured everything we want to talk about in this episode. We want to expand on it a bit, but I just feel like it's so true. Like, it is so much different than raising a son, a daughter, because you feel like you're raising yourself. Like, you have to, I don't know, like, almost, yeah, like change yourself, like make yourself better, be a better example so that they can grow up in a better world than you did.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like reflection because you have so many ways that I, like, at least I do. I feel like I know of so many ways that I can screw up my daughter. And I like reflect on my own childhood. And I know my mom like did the best that like she was handed, but you start to think of like all the things that like maybe are now triggers for you or things that like made you more self-conscious or whatever. And it's like,
and sometimes it has nothing to do with your parents.
No. Yeah.
Most of the times.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing. Cause I feel like I grew up with three sisters and we're all so vastly different on how we view ourselves, even though we were raised in the same environment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just really hard to like, cause I don't think you really think deeply about those until you have like a situation where you have to like figure out how you're going to do it differently.
Yep.
And so, yeah, of course, like having a daughter makes you rethink all of that. And I just, I don't know. I feel like the biggest thing is I just don't want her whole world to be about her appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is such an important, or I guess not important, but like talked about thing in the world. And it has only gotten worse with social media. Like,
yeah.
I just think of like my younger sisters and how much more, I don't know, I just see it with like my sister's friends and like the people she's around, like, oh, like all of them have something going on that's like deep, deep, like body issues. And it's terrifying. And I'm like, how do I create a strong foundation for my daughter? Like, so that it doesn't waver when she sees those kinds of things.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing with all of that is I'm realizing, and it just keeps getting like said to me in different ways, but our children are just going to emulate like what we do. And that all like stems back to me and how I feel and how I act. And if I'm sitting there pinching a part of my body or saying like, oh, I'm so like bloated today, or you know what I mean? Just like fixating all of that, which by the way, I'm really self-conscious or I'm self-aware of doing that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, it's so observed. And sorry, last thing, but my dad always tells us, like, when we talk about memories, he like has said this so many times, but he's like, it's funny what you guys remember. Cause like, that's not what he remembers.
Yeah.
And so that has like stuck with me. Cause it's like it's not going to be the things that I try to drill in my kids' heads that they're going to think back on. It's going to be them witnessing me.
Yes.
You know?
Well, that's exactly like what I was thinking about while I was like ruminating on this idea. And I don't know about you. Well, I know about you, but I don't know about you guys, but I think that like every aspect of my kids' life, I am trying to control or plan or prepare so that like I can provide like the most happy and full life for them. And I want to have them have the proper education and like all the healthy foods, the inspirational experiences. And there's something about raising a daughter as a woman that helps you, like you were saying, like just reflect on like how you think about yourself and how, and the example that you want to give, because that exactly, as you were saying, is what they are going to pick up. And
right.
See.
Right.
And I was telling Kyleen actually just before we recorded this, how Asher has been like wanting to stay up at night on the trip. And I was just like, Yeah, Rhett, let's just like let him like sit in our bed with us and cuddle and like have a bite of this cake that we were eating. And so like he sat with us and was just like, wow, I'm a lucky duck. And he like leaned over to me and he's like, thanks, Dad. And I love you, Mom. And it was just like so sweet. And I just know that like there's all of these other like big fun memories that Rhett and I will probably remember from that trip. But like I feel like that is like a piece that is probably like super special to him. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then of course it was to us and I'll probably always remember it, but it's, you just like kind of see how like these little small moments are the things that they remember and that they like will cherish and hold dear.
Yeah. They matter. They matter a lot. And honestly, it can be insanely terrifying. Like when you really think about it, like what are you doing throughout the day that they're just going to pick up on and that you're not meaning to show them, but you're showing them. And I wanted to quickly touch on like the boys for a second, because I know we'll talk like a ton about daughters, but I also like it's different with Rocky, but I'm trying my best to like keep the same standards with him. One, because I do think men struggle with body image and all that kind of thing. But also I want to teach him like how to treat women too.
Yes.
And it's just, yeah, it's different, but it's so important to me in that aspect too. So I just didn't want to like act like
brush
that
over them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's more so that it's not really about them. It's about us.
Yes.
I feel like it's
for both genders.
For both genders. Yeah. I feel like we're teaching them the same thing, but seeing our daughters, it helps us reflect on ourselves and how we present ourselves to our children.
Yeah.
So it's less about like the standards and values that we're trying to teach our children, that we're going to do it differently for one gender or the other. But there's just something about having a daughter that really makes you self-reflect on yourself, because you know what she's thinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's harder to think about what a male is thinking 100%. Or how they grew up or what they think about. But you do know like what an experience as a young girl or as a teenager, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You can like think back to certain memories when you think of a topic because you actually went through them.
Yes, exactly. And as a woman, it is a little bit heavier, especially with appearance and body image, that we have a lot of pressure on ourselves to appear a certain way.
The beauty standard is definitely higher for women. And so that's probably why it's talked more about. But yeah, I just, I couldn't like not address the boys.
We are not passing over them.
No. But yeah, do you want to talk about just like us for a second? And just so Brooke and I have both recently lost weight. I feel like it's been obvious. We've been on our health journey for a while now, but like we're definitely at a point where I just feel like it's obvious that we're, I don't want to say a physical thing, but just that like we're, I don't know how to word that. It's just obvious that we've lost weight. I'll just put it at that. And the comments have come in a ton, which I want to say, because if you're someone who's left a comment, like I promise it's received well.
Yeah.
It's just when we start to reflect on these kinds of things that like this, it'll be the response that we give. But it's just, how do I even word this? Do you want to take over?
I know. It's like, so hard because we appreciate the acknowledgement of like our hard work and our efforts. And we appreciate, of course, compliments. Like who doesn't love to hear a kind compliment about themselves?
And I will say, like, I post my body a lot. Like I post myself at the gym a lot. So like, I am like,
it's you're not opening that I'm, yourself up
yes,
for it.
Yes. Yes. So I will say I acknowledge that for sure.
Yes. And I do as well.
Yeah.
But it has like opened my eyes a little bit to see like how commenting on somebody else's physical appearance can make them feel like good or bad.
Yeah.
And just because maybe I'm not saying that people think that I looked a certain way before, but maybe I wasn't getting a ton of compliment or comments on my appearance the past few years. And then now I have like an influx of them, and that could, and I will be honest, it has made me think like, okay, wow, like did I look really bad back then?
You've got to be a really tough person to not reflect on that like that. Like I guess not tough, but you've got to have like a high self-confidence to not let that make you think twice. Like I think it's very normal for someone to be like, oh, okay, did you not think I looked good before? Like, even though you know they mean well.
Yes.
I guess our point in just bringing this up is just to kind of bring awareness to it. Because I think until you hear someone kind of explain that side of it, you don't see anything wrong. Especially if you're raised a certain way. Like, I wasn't really raised to like question that, like, oh, a compliment is a compliment. It's a good thing, you know? Yes. But until you kind of just like see that, like, what you mean isn't, it won't always be received the way you mean it to be. Mm-hmm. I just think the overall thing is like, why do we only compliment? It's not only, but there's so many compliments based on physical appearance. Mm-hmm. And I do know on social media, you see us, but you don't get to like see us in our homes. You don't see us in our marriage. You don't see the accomplishments we're making.
Right. You don't get to see our full personalities.
Yeah.
You don't get to see
Patient you were today, or like, right, you know, how good exactly of a mom you were.
Yes. So it's easy. Those are the easy compliments to give,
yes,
on social media. So not to say that it's horrible to, yeah, say something about somebody's physical appearance. I just think that we need to take the focus off that and try, yeah, to maybe, I don't know, be a little bit more creative or put a little bit more thought into the things that you're saying to somebody.
Or say, like, so for an example, I have commented on Brooke's appearance multiple times. I feel like for like a month straight, every time we recorded, I just was like, Brooke, like, you look so good. And I really have been thinking about it the last month, which it's funny because we haven't really talked about that. But like, okay, so maybe you want to compliment them because you do think they look so good, but like, maybe also pair it with like some other compliments that aren't physically based, so they don't think or see that you're only commenting on their physical appearance. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because then it's like, okay, like, you're seeing more than just my physical body.
Yes.
And I think all of those assumptions will go out the door.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I know. It's hard because you do appreciate that acknowledgement. Yeah. I'm not saying that it's 100% bad, but yeah, I think that we can kind of stop taking the focus off of the physical.
Yeah. The comments quote like has gone around so much of like, your body is the like least interesting thing about you. Yes. And I just think it is so true too. Like, mm-hmm, but like, I don't know, I guess. Okay. So like bringing it back to like the kids and stuff, it's hard because I honestly am stumped of like, how do I create this world where she is completely unaffected by someone else's comments, you know? Mm-hmm. And I understand like that can be done with like a high level of self-worth and self-confidence, but like, it's going to happen, you know?
Yep.
And I'm really stumped. I really don't have the answer to that. I'm not here to be like, this is what you should do, you know?
I know. I feel like for me, as far as like what I have thought about and how I want to be an example to Clove and like how I hope that she, I don't know, would take what I am teaching her, is just like instill values of like being healthy, being active, mm-hmm, and choosing the foods that make you feel good, and have it based around a feeling, a nourishing your body. What am I trying to say?
No, here? Just it being about feeling good, like feeling, yes, energized. Like, So I think what you're saying, so like take food and exercise for an example, like choosing to do those kinds of things because like they make you feel better, not because you're like punishing yourself to like,
yes,
look a certain way or to be at a certain weight. And I don't know if that was like, did,
yeah,
you have more with that? Cause I didn't want to cut you off.
No, but you're good. That was perfect.
Okay. Yeah. And I feel like with all of that, like it's just led best by example. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's honestly extremely like motivating for me. And same. It gives me like another sense of purpose when it comes to like taking care of my body, is like, it's not fully for just my own physical, again, appearance or feelings. It's literally to teach my children, like, just how to
live healthy.
Yeah. How to like value your health, lifestyle. You
yes,
know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Your internal health.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like that starts with just always having nourishing foods around and not having a bad or good food.
I also want to like talk about not necessarily food, but like clothing and like experiences with buying new clothes or getting dressed or whatever that is, because I feel like that honestly is like more where I feel like I struggled with growing up. And like, so for an example, My sister is 2 years older than me, and I've always been bigger than her. Mm-hmm. She's like 5'4", and I'm like 5'10". And I've always been her big little sister. Like, mm-hmm. that's what she's always called me. And like, I know she means well, and she does not mean, like, I've never even told her that bothers me, because I know it's not out of a place of like malintent, but it kind of gets to you, like, hearing like, yep, I'm just the bigger sister, the one that always looks bigger, older, like whatever.
Yes.
And so we shared a ton of clothes all the time. And I feel like that always got to me, of like things like, I was, it was a bigger size than her with like bottoms, but we could like share tops, or like, I don't know. And I just, I don't know that nothing or anything was like done wrong in that sense, but like, right. I just want to be aware of all of that. And I want to like make sure I'm like checking in with my kids. And like, if I do have another daughter and like my sisters are comparing each other, it's like a lot of just, I don't know, just like being there and like being in tune with my kids, like emotions and feelings. And like,
yes,
I don't know.
I feel like teaching them, because I struggled with the same thing. And from a very, very early age, like, I like, there's no way that I learned it. I think it was just something that somehow I personally felt like that was not right for right. me to have bigger feet than my sister, my Dude, bigger sister.
They always called my shoes skis, like always. And again, it was a joke, but I'm like, yeah, my foot's huge. Like, and to this day, I freaking hate my feet.
But I think it's showing them that just because you have a bigger size doesn't mean that you're bigger. I don't know. Like,
or that it's like negative.
Right. Exactly. You know? I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the right way to go about it, but this is something that has helped me a lot, is seeing on Instagram, the fitness influencers that do post, like, they'll post, their weight at a time when they were not at their like physical peak. Mm-hmm. And it's the same weight that they are when they are at their physical peak,
yeah.
but it's just a difference in like muscle and fat and all of that. And I don't know, I feel like somehow like showing that to our kids, or like explaining that, or I don't know. Yeah. That's the only thing that's really helped me. And like, to see somebody's perfect body on Instagram and then realize that they're just in a pose and there's a certain angle and lighting that's making them appear perfect.
Right.
When in reality, they just step inside like a poorly lit room and they're going to look just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how yet to like show that or teach that to my daughter, but I feel like, I don't know, that's kind of what's helped me. And so somehow like inspiring her to see that, that's my goal.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. I think, yeah, we're going to have to really navigate comparison with mm-hmm. our kids a ton.
Well, and speaking of comparison, I feel like that goes along with loving yourself. And that's another thing that having a daughter has really taught me. And I feel like this is something that I've always tried to work on throughout my whole life. And that is just like learning to love myself. And having a daughter has, I feel like I am 100% completely like confident in myself. Like, I love myself. Like, I don't have a lot of days where I feel down on myself for any reason. Yeah. And I feel like comparing myself to other women, or like, especially in my high school years, comparing myself to other girls in my class or whatever, it was something that brought me a lot of hardship in my life. And yeah. so I feel like being able to teach our daughters how to love themselves, how to be confident, how to make them feel like they are able to do anything and accomplish anything, and that they don't need anybody else to make them happy.
Yeah. You made me tear up, too. Because I guess I didn't realize, but like it, I just thought it was like post kids that I felt that, but you're right. It was after Echo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. And that silly makes me tear up, because it just makes me feel like more bonded to her. It just makes me like so much, like, I'm thankful for both my kids equally, clearly, but like, mm-hmm. you're so right. And like, I don't know what popped in my head while you were saying that was just like, I also want, this is kind of like not on the same topic, but like, you're talking about how much it like consumed your life in like high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just want to show our kids like how to stay busy and like how to get outside of themselves. Cause like, I feel like in high school, you're so like, every kid's like so obsessed with themselves. Like,
oh yeah.
They're just so worried about themselves and like what other people are thinking of them, or if they're inviting them or something. And like, I just feel like as I've gotten older, the busier I have gotten myself, the better I have felt mentally, because I'm not just sitting there like feeling sorry for myself or like obsessing over little things, you know? Sorry, that was kind of like a random comment, but it was like an epiphany to me of just like, I just need to show them that like there's so many things that you can do that like will make you happy and that are so much more important than the way you look, you know?
Yes. I feel like that makes me think of a What We Said episode that I just listened to.
Yeah.
What was it? They were talking, like how to not feel FOMO.
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
I did, but I don't know what you're about to quote.
They were just talking about how like in high school, like that, or when they were young, Chelsea was saying that she didn't get invited because she had to go to like a sporting event or something.
Yeah.
And how she was like, oh, wow, like you're going to just invite her right in front of me and I can't go. And if we can just teach our kids that like, that's okay, that we can make our own opportunities. Yeah. And they were kind of giving that example of like, they didn't get invited to a party, or they like, oh, like that sucks for me. Like I didn't get to go to that cool event or whatever. And they were saying, no, you know what? I can create that cool event for myself. I can invite my own friends and do that same thing. And, you know, create these amazing life experiences for myself. Like I don't need to be invited. I can create those moments.
I can make the thing that people want to be invited to, and like not in spite of them, but like you can have that same good moment.
Right. Like use that as an inspiration rather than something that's going to pull you down and make you feel bad. And I feel like when you're constantly comparing yourself, you're not recognizing the strengths that you have and that you can bring to the world, because there are so many amazing things that other women do that maybe aren't my strengths and that I don't bring, but I have realized, especially becoming a mom and becoming a mom of another girl, that I can bring and that I do bring, and that it's okay that I don't have those other strengths, you know?
Absolutely. I think too, we need to like make sure we have these conversations with our kids, because I know like in Chelsea's situation, I'm sure like her mom was like, okay, whatever, you didn't get invited. And I can imagine her mom being a really like sweet lady, but I know she had six kids. And so I'm sure she was busy, but like, I hope that I sit and like tell my kid like, okay, you didn't get invited. Well, let's have something fun. And like, you know, I don't know. Yes. I feel like it's always just so much better when you figure out like what it is. And I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of these things that I had to learn on my own. Like I didn't have a conversation with my mom or my dad or my sister or whoever about them. Like I've learned them as an adult, and I just really hope to like have those conversations with my children.
Like be able to be that like stepping stone to like connect that path where it's not so hard.
Yes.
Like I feel like a lot of things sometimes, even with that help, you do maybe have to learn on your own.
Yeah.
Like your mom telling you it isn't going to help you learn that lesson, unfortunately.
It's literally Nathaniel. I think I've made this joke, but like, if I tell him something, he won't do it. But if Joe Rogan tells him, he'll do it.
Oh, 100%. Same with Rhett.
But maybe then, like, every time that's happened, Nathaniel's been like, hey, I remember when you said that. Like, I get it now. So, like, at least maybe it would be like, oh, I've actually heard that before. And like, that's a great idea, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot more conversations to be had. And maybe it's just because I'm a talker and I like to talk, but I don't know.
Well, it's funny because Rhett asked me in the car today as we were driving. It was like so random. He asked me a question that I can't remember specifically what it was, but it was like, what are you going to do or say to Asher when he comes to you with this scenario? And I was like, oh my gosh, I've literally never thought of that.
I wish you could remember what it was.
Oh, now I remember.
Okay. Can you say it or no?
He said, what are you going to do if or when Asher comes to you and says, hey, mom, I had sex.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally don't know what I would say. The first thing that I said after I thought for a second, I was like, who was it? And did you use protection? Like those first obvious like questions like that you're like just worried about in your mind, you know?
Yeah.
But then like he brought up some other things like, well, it's how do you feel now? And like, do you feel good or bad? And if he feels bad, then like, okay, well then maybe we should think about that decision next time and just like realize that like sex is like sacred and that's something that you save for the person that you love. And I don't know. So like, I was just like, wow, right? Like that was so good. Like, I don't know why, like, I don't know, there's just so many things that we have to prepare ourselves for, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah. I know. And I think the best thing is to have the conversations before you're put in that situation. Mm-hmm. And that is something that Nathaniel and I got like the pleasure of doing so much before we had our own kids, because his brother had kids before us. And so we would watch situations happen, and then mm-hmm. we would like leave and we'd be like, how like would you handle that? Yeah. And it's not like we would ever like judge them for the way they handled it. We were just curious, like, okay, if that happens to us, like, how would we do that? And like, how, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I swear it has prevented so many like fights between us. And I think the same thing can be said for like it helping prevent fights between like you and your children, you know?
Yep. Like not having a rash reaction yes, to yes. like a shocking yeah. revelation.
I know. I really hope when my kids tell me that, if they do tell me, I hope I'm not shocked. I hope right. I know. You know, that's of yes. course like the hope that I think right. any parent would have. But yeah, all of that. I'm like, I can't even.
I know.
Think.
There's a lot, but that was kind of a sidetrack. I don't even know how I got into that. But I think what we were kind of wanting to get into is like how to build that confidence
yeah.
in yourself, and like how do we teach our children or our daughters like how to love themselves?
I think something that I've noticed a ton as an adult is a lot of like self-worth and self-confidence comes from like a healthy home and having two parents that you know love you no matter what, and that will be there for you no matter what. Mm-hmm. And like to take it in even step farther is like to show a healthy marriage and to show how women and men should treat each other. And I don't know, I just feel like that's something that I like really try to like create and focus on, even like these young years, because I don't know, these are like the most important years, at least I hear, of like things that are going to affect our children as they get older.
Yep.
And
they just soak everything up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just feel like it's pretty common to like hear like kids that don't have a good loving home, they struggle so much more. And mm-hmm. I don't know, it's like sad to even bring up, but I just feel like that's something that I know that no matter what I need to focus on. And I do believe that that will give them a huge sense of confidence, because they know no matter what happens, they can come home and like, we will help them and protect them and like encourage them and lift them up.
Yes.
And this is kind of on the same topic, but not really. And I feel like the way that I've like already tried to do that is just like self-affirmations and just like telling them over and over, like how I try to say all the things, like for both my kids, I do this every night before they go to bed. It's like almost like a prayer for me. I can't do it without mm-hmm. Going to sleep, but like just telling them how like capable they are, how loved they are, how beautiful they are, how strong and smart and funny and cool. And like literally every adjective I can think of, I try to tell them. And even like tonight I was doing it to Echo, and I was like taking her hand and like pointing at herself in the mirror, and she's just like dying laughing. She has no idea like what I'm saying, but I just hope it's something that they again will use to just feel like super solidified in themselves. And like,
yes.
I know we were kind of talking off air about just like Brooke and I both are very confident people, and like we're pretty, I don't know how to say it without sounding like, I guess, cocky, but like, if we want to do something, like we're very confident in ourselves that we're able to do it. And I didn't really know where mine came from, but I wanted you to like share where yours came yes. from.
Well, first of all, while you were talking about how you were saying that it is almost like a prayer to you when yeah. you're doing those affirmations, that's literally like while I'm saying prayers with Asher, that's quite literally like what I'm doing.
Of your prayer. Yeah.
Yeah. And like just like saying how thankful we are for like whatever it is that he did today, like acknowledging his mm-hmm. accomplishments and acknowledging the good things that they do. And it's shocking like how much they love it.
Well, because it's like little self-confidence wins for themselves. Like mm-hmm. it's chances for them to be proud of themselves too.
Yeah.
Which I think I do a little too much of that. I'm always like, yeah. Like if they do the smallest thing.
Oh yeah. Well, my kids now clap for themselves. So they've got some major confidence already, hopefully.
Same. Which side note, I heard Chelsea talking, I think in the episode they just did, about how her son's been doing that. And her husband was saying like, we need to stop doing that and like let him just have a win by himself. And I was like, yeah, shoot, I should probably do that. But I'd rather be over like excited for my kid and then know for sure that we're like stoked for them than them to like question it, you know?
Yes.
But sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. But yeah, I feel like another thing with that, and we're going so many different directions right now, but another thing with like acknowledging their accomplishments is to like not focus on the negatives.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of times whenever I felt the lowest confidence or when I wanted to give up or quit, it's when I was told like, oh, you need to do this better, or this is what you did wrong. Or, you know, like that's not what is going to instill confidence in our kids. And like, I mean, my parents, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've heard some of those things from my parents, and usually it was during sporting events because, you know, like those are things where your dad kind of gets like,
yeah,
look, you were doing this. And
actually,
this,
my like, dad was not, but my mom was,
but he didn't do it in a mean way. He's doing it out of love.
Yeah.
He's trying to help.
Yeah.
But he doesn't realize that it's actually doing the opposite. Yeah. And there's so much more harmful ways that you could be doing that than in like a sporting event or whatever, you know, like. And so I think those are just like little things to be aware of. But going on back to what you were asking me, I feel like where I gained the confidence and just like feeling like I could do anything, or even if I did do something and failed, like that was okay, was that my parents, specifically my dad, he had a sit down every year at the beginning of the year. And I have probably shared this on the podcast before, but we would sit down and do yearly goals, and he would just always tell us like, you can do whatever you want. Like, and we would come up with crazy things and be like, well, what if we want to earn $200 this year? You know, like to us, like that's crazy, you know? Yeah. Right. And he's like, yeah, if you want to do that, like, let's make a plan. Like you can definitely do that. You know, like there was never anything that was like, no, like that's not in your possibility.
There was no hesitation. Yes. There was no limits to you guys. Yeah.
And like, so when I went and decided like I wanted to go and do fashion design, they were fully supportive of me. And yeah, like they did want to come to our school, you know, they wanted to like make sure it's legitimate. But when I told some of my friends' parents about it, they were just kind of like, oh, like that's what you want to do. You know, like kind of like shutting down the idea. Like that's not a real thing. You know what I mean? And I've never received that from my parents. And so not to say that those parents were bad, but it was just so telling to me. Like even when they said that to me, I was like, oh, well, you think that, but like, I know I could do this.
Yeah.
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 And so
it didn't waver you. And that's like 100% what I want my kids to feel.
Yeah.
Like, oh, same. Weird for you, but like, it's going to work out great for
exactly.
me,
and if it doesn't, that's okay.
Right.
I tried and that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, if it doesn't work out, okay, there's other options. Like it's not the end of the world.
Right. And I won't regret not trying it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's so many little things that we can do to just like build up, but like, I think a lot of it is really in the home, and it's in the day to day, and it's into like the little comments we say. And trust me, I've had a rough like week with Rocky. Like he is just, every little thing is like so upsetting to him, and it's been hard to just parent him. And I've been talking to one of my friends, and I'm just like, what I've always done is not working. Like, I don't know what to do. But like, this is just like such a good reminder of like, you just gotta like stick to what you plan, because it impacts them, you know, so much. And
well, and like, I feel like we've been focusing on a lot of things that we want to do to raise our children, but I wanted to like circle back just like here at the end to like the things that our daughters have like kind of taught us.
Yeah.
As like becoming parents, and like how we have become better people because of them. And we've already mentioned like our self-confidence. We've already mentioned like how much more like we love and respect our bodies. But also I feel like the way that I live and like the way that I spend my time, I am so much more present. Mm-hmm. Like my kids, and this isn't, I guess, specific to my daughter, but my kids have like brought me so much more into the presence and like how to enjoy each moment we're in, because I could plan up the best, most amazing day and it could go terribly wrong. And then we go home and we're like just doing our normal bedtime routine, and it's like the best part of the day.
Right.
And so just like really learning how to like live life in the present and enjoy the small moments. And it's not about these big life changing moments. I don't know. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like all of those things are, I think I've mentioned this quote before, but it was like, I think it was Jordan Peterson. He said something about how like 80% of our life is like the day-to-day mundane moments that are in the home. It's like all of the vacations, the events, the birthdays, like whatever, that's like such an insignificant part of our lives, but that's like what we long for all the time. Mm-hmm. And if we can just get that like 80% correct, like everything else would be so much more enjoyable. And yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to like hear and feel like more lessons that my kids teach me. And especially Echo. Yeah, I just feel like, yeah, it's just, there's something different. I feel like there's a different thing that she's going to teach me than Rocky. And I feel like it's so true that like the boys like just love on you and are obsessed with you. And it's like the girls, typically that's dad for them. So it's like, I don't know, what is she going to challenge me with? And what is she going to make me like just realize and work on? And
right.
You know, I don't know
how we can always like be bettering ourselves yeah. for our kids and vice versa. Yeah. And yeah, life is just crazy and kids are amazing.
Dude, so side note, but I've finally gotten some baby fever. I've had like
any. Really?
Yeah. And I was talking to Rocky before bed the other night, and we were talking about brothers and sisters. I don't really know why, but he asked me, or I asked him, like, do you want another sibling like Echo? And he was like, yeah, like I want another sister. And then I was like, well, what about like a brother? You don't have a brother. And then I think he asked like, can I have four or something like that? And I was like, in that moment, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, what the hell? And I'm like, I would love to have four boys. Like, maybe it's the Viking show that I'm watching. There's like six sons. And I'm like, to have like six grown boys that are just like so obsessed with mom and like, I don't know, are just right? like so sweet and so handsome. I'm like, ugh, it would just be a dream. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Well,
speaking of that, just like how do we raise, yeah, like our boys to be like sweet, mm-hmm. loving, respectful men. But
like strong and like,
yes,
you know,
all
confident.
The things. Yeah. And then raise our girls to be confident and self-aware yeah. and
still strong and like, and, yeah.
Yes. And how to like have a really strong family bond and like have our yeah. kids have really strong sibling relationships. And I don't know, I just like, I want all of these things for too. Our kids. And so I really hope that, you know, that we're doing all the right things.
I know. I do think we're in a good direction. I mean, yeah, I'm sure every mom like longs for that too, but yes. like, I'm like, no, my like desire is so strong. I'm like, I just want like us to always want to have family dinners and like mm-hmm. these, I don't know. I just feel like nowadays, like my best friends are my siblings, but like we could definitely be closer. And there are some people that are friends that are closer. And I want that to be 100% like my kids' siblings, you know, mm-hmm. and sisters Same. And brothers. So anyways, yeah, I'm like, I hope we kind of covered all of that. I know this episode went like a lot of places, but we kind of just wanted to like speak from like our heart and like what we were feeling. So
yeah,
we should do a boy episode like this.
We should.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like there are like other like topics and things stigmas. That you can get into yeah. with boys. So yeah, I feel like I would love to do a boy episode yeah. as well.
Let us know if you guys want to hear it because I think it would be interesting. Uh-huh. And I'm sure a lot of you have either both or boys as well.
So. Yes. And if you aren't already, become a member of our Facebook group.
Yes.
And come tell us all of your lessons you've learned from your daughter or things that you like want to teach and pass on. And you know, we always love hearing from you guys. So
yeah, let us know what we left out because
I'm sure we did not cover everything.
No. And I know that I decided to kind of just like go from the heart for this episode. And so what kicks me and what makes me stressed about content is why I plan everything is so I don't miss up. But let us know because I don't know. I love to hear it too. And it like inspires me if it's like a lesson you learn from them to like try and learn that lesson too. Mm-hmm. You know. But anyways, I know it's going to be late at this point, but I posted a photo of Brooke for her birthday. So go give her some more love on her birthday.
Thank you.
And yeah, we hope you guys have a great week and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.